You're listening to The Paul Higgins Show, the place for ambitious tech consultants scaling to live better. After 18 years as a global leader and having a successful tech consulting exit, I'm sharing what's working now to transform emerging tech consultants worldwide into trusted consultants that attract the best clients and deliver measurable results. When you're ready to level up your clarity, results, and freedom, begin with the free strategic profits blueprint available at paulhigginsmentoring.com/blueprint. Imagine this. You are behind your revenue targets, your team is overworked and ready to quit, and you can't see a way out. Hello, this is Paul Higgins, and welcome to episode 527 of The Paul Higgins Show. This is a short solo episode. Think of some of the great mentors you had throughout your career and business journey. What pearls of wisdom come to mind? Do you have a place where you keep them? I have a daily reflection document which houses them all in one place, and of course I read it every day. When I was reading it last week, one of the learnings from a senior executive of the Coca-Cola company really struck me. And for those that have listened before, you know, I worked for the Coke company for 18 years, and if you're new, welcome. So what is the point? I was presenting to the senior executive my annual plan, and he started crossing his arms. And I knew this wasn't good. He called out one of my initiatives and said, "So what is the point? Come on, Paul, what is the point of that?" I froze and then gave him a wishy-washy answer. And I could just feel me, you know, collapsing into the floor. And in front of my boss and peers, he lectured me on only doing initiatives that had a clear point, an end game, a value against them. "We all get 24/7, he said, "and you use those hours the best way that you can, and every hour counts." After the meeting, he pulled me aside and told me the story of when a senior leader had challenged him on the exact same thing, and obviously it had struck a chord with him and stayed with him. He told me he could have given the lesson to everyone at the meeting because we were all doing the exact same thing, but he saw potential in me and thought I could benefit most. Stop for a second and think about what you have in your plan right now and ask yourself the question, so what is the point? You're a quarter into the year, and have you been busy for the sake of being busy, or are you effectively allocating your resources? I constantly ask my clients questions when they show me a laundry list of planned activities. I know they can't implement all of them. One client this week had 10 marketing initiatives to grow his revenue, and it sort of included outreach, YouTube, paid ads, events, content. It was like he just had a laundry list of everything that he could do, right? But there's no way he could be successful at all of them. And so again, think about what you have on your plate and ask, so what is the point? Or said another way, what is the result? What is the clear result of me doing X activity? It is easy to misallocate your resources, which most of it's time, right? That's typically the biggest resource as a tech consultant. And it's even more so when you're self-accountable. It is much harder when you have someone asking you, so what is the point of this action? So what I want you to do now is just pause the show for a moment and give yourself a rating out of 10 of how well you are asking yourself, what is the point? Okay, so just pause now and just think about that question. Are you good at asking yourself what is the point, and rate yourself out of 10? So welcome back. If your number is 7 or below, you need to take action to mitigate the likelihood of being behind your revenue targets, your team being overworked and leaving, and you becoming stuck on the hamster wheel. So ready, set, go. Number 1, pull out your plans and ask yourself for every item, what is the point? Number 2, narrow your focus and pick your top 3 and do them exceptionally well. Throw all your resources behind those. Number 3, seek accountability if you need it. And you know you really need it if you're a 7 or below. So start with, so what is the point today? See you next time on The Paul Higgins Show. Time for action. Subscribe, comment, and let me know what you like best about this episode. Plus, get the Strategic Profits Blueprint at paulhigginsmentoring.com/blueprint.